Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You know, we were talking earlier in the week about how, to me, I'm done with the Stafford used to be our quarterback story. And I, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't need to come up any more than Baker Mayfield being the quarterback of the next opponent will come up. And, you know, Dak Prescott's the quarterback of the next opponent. Like, it just, to me, it's just, this is the quarterback that we are playing this week. We've done the whole Stafford thing and I don't feel the need to do it anymore. But that was Monday when I was by myself and I said, I'm going to run it past Gator and Kang. And when I ran it past you two, you're like, yeah, you're living in a dream world if you don't think this is a story. I found what appears to be the NBC Open for Sunday Night Football that has Eminem narrating a script talking about this used to be our guy. We were all in with you. And we parted ways and things were good for you. But lo and behold, the guy that we got in, like, this is going to be a big part of the storyline. I am living in a fantasy world. I'm not pushing the narrative for Stafford, but I brought it up because I sent you to the video and Kang sent back. Now I've lost the text. Kang sent back, yeah, Doug, they're not doing this for Baker Mayfield. Nope, they're not.
Listen, I totally get what you're feeling, Doug. Like, I think we're all kind of tired of it, of course, yeah. But the problem is it's always going to be part of our history, you know, and it is recent, you know? And so maybe in, 3-4 years, they stop doing this. I don't know when, but right now they're going to play into it. And I love the Sunday night opens because it gives you big game feels. You know, you sit there at night and you get the number one broadcast crew and you get the national spotlight. But they're going to bring up stuff that we've been through because that's the big story around the country, around other NFL fans, right? Yeah. Stafford coming back.
Yep. And so be it. I'll endure.
Does any part of you guys, and this is going to sound a little too much. Is any part of you just wish that, okay, let's get it on, get it over with. Like, go ahead, show the video, make it short and sweet, 30 seconds. Thank you, Matthew. We appreciated your time here. Let's go, Lions. And for the crowd to just acknowledge Stafford with cheers for a nice 5 seconds, and then that's it. Is it possible to get that done so we can pay some respect to the guy that was here for a long time? And then that's it. And then move on as
real
quickly.
Tight, yeah. Super tight.
Yeah. Hey, we got a schedule to keep. Let's go.
Yep.
And now here are the Detroit Lions.
I think the Lions are kind of in a tricky situation because my guess is he gets booed. Like, if they put him up.
Oh, he's going to get booed.
Yeah. But they're going to try to honor. If you try and honor him, you're bringing attention to him and prompting the fans to boo him when it's probably the classy thing to do to honor him.
But we're beyond class at this point. We had a playoff battle. They won the playoff game,
we all agreed, don't do it then. Because
was different. Yeah,
you can't do it then. And I think
it's doable now, Gator. I do. I think that he can get his 10 seconds and then move on.
Without getting booed?
Yes.
Showered with booze?
This is a regular season game. I know it's Sunday night, but I think it can happen. Maybe I'm...
He's going to get showered with booze.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out, but I think it can happen. I thought you were true romantic at heart.
Oh, remember.
I am. That's why I said, is it possible? I'm asking and I'm answering at the same time. I don't think that the Detroit fans would take time out of their busy schedule to boo the opponent to pay homage to him for even 5 seconds.
Let's not forget. Let's not confuse it here. No, we're not booing him. We're booing his children.
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that that's ridiculous.
One for each quarter.
Yeah. All right. So are you ready? Are you ready for bold ass predictions for the Detroit Lions season?
Sure.
It's been a minute since we've done these. Now, we want yours as well. We will record all of your bold-ass predictions at 248-539-9797. Archive them and bring them back after the season. Because when these things, when you get to the end of the year, you're always amazed at how many of these come true. Are you ready, my friend?
I am ready.
All right. Lions bold ass prediction number one. Parker Hess will score 3 touchdowns for the Lions this year.
It's a big year for Parker Hess.
Big huge year. Man. Jeez.
Yeah. Who do you have him hooking up with?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
There you go. Bold ass prediction. Aiden Hutchinson will have 15 quarterback sacks while Davenport and Houston combine for 15.
Wow. At the trade deadline, the Lions will trade for Davante Adams.
Wow.
They're one of the few teams with the cap space. He's going to be an unhappy customer. Oakland. Vegas has 6 of their first 8 games or 5 of their first 8 against playoff teams. They're going to get a bad start. He's going to want out. Lions swoop in.
Wow. Gibbs and Montgomery combined for over 2,200 yards rushing.
The Lions will clinch the division and the number one seed with a Week 17 win over San Francisco. The Lions seal the deal on an Emmanuel Mosley interception on San Francisco's final drive.
I see what you did there.
He's back.
He's back. At some point, we hope. Lastly, Doug, Jared Goff will score 2 rushing touchdowns in the same game.
Oh, come on. Did he cross the line there, Keg?
These are bold, man.
Yeah, that is bold. All right, get your bold predictions in. They have started to come in. Shot in Sterling Heights says, bold-ass prediction, or he writes BAP. Give him credit. BAP. Not only will Penei Sewell have a reception, he will have 2, and both will be for touchdowns.
Wow.
Max in Bath, Michigan, bold-ass prediction, Jake Bates will break the longest field goal record on a walk-off game-winning field goal.
I like it.
Lions will score an average of 7 points in the third quarter. That's from Chris in Gibraltar. Okay, that's a random ass prediction.
I'm not sure it's bold.
Ooh, random ass prediction.
Not dumbass.
All right. It is recorded and archived.
7.
Yep. Lions bold ass prediction. The Lions will win the Super Bowl without winning the NFC North. Book it, Mason writes. I like the book it.
Yeah.
We could change this to the book it bold ass prediction. Because of 3-2-1 Noel.
Book it.
Yeah, book it.
Did they find that guy yet, Doug?
I haven't found him yet. He will be outed. They might have found him. I stopped paying attention, but they might have found him. 248-539-9797. Get your bold ass predictions in right now here on Carson Anderson. And again, we're recording these. I've got the file open here, Gator. We got a file open, and let's get to your phone calls. Sean in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sean.
I got a bold one, boys. All you right. Ready?
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs will lead the entire NFL in all-purpose yards and become the consensus best back in the NFL ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
Wow.
I like it. Got a bright future that young man does.
What? Sure does.
Yep. I could see it. I don't know if I could see it. That's pretty elite.
That's bold.
But I could see him taking a massive step forward. He is so electric.
Stay healthy.
Absolutely. Yep. Let's go, boys. It's time.
It is time. Thank you, Sean. DJ, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, DJ.
What's going on, fellas? Y'all all right?
We're good, DJ.
This the other DJ from Detroit. The one I won a bet from you, the Stafford bet a few years ago.
Okay.
No, I'm about to know. I'm all right gonna have 2,000 yards and 150 catches for sure. But y'all said that during y'all little first segment. I was wondering, like, y'all are crazy. Like, he gonna have 2,000 yards. He gonna be the best receiver in the league.
Well, that would be like the best receiving season ever.
But, that too.
I don't know if it makes us crazy for not thinking he'll have the best receiving season ever, but I got you down. I'm on Ra 2,000 yards, 150 catches.
A lot of mouths to feed in this offense.
Yes, there are. We'll get to more of your BAPs, plus phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.